Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's John Chuckery Show hanging out here on this Wednesday evening. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app's how you catch us on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game. At JMCH316, at DD Lewis for real. Watching some AEW here as we get ready for 8 o'clock on a Wednesday. This year, I look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. We'll talk to our buddy Bill Bender coming up in about 20 minutes from right now, National College Football writer for the Sporting News. And we'll get his thoughts as the SEC schedule has been released for 2024. Georgia in Alabama and Texas in Austin to take on two really good, obviously, SEC teams now. Falcons have announced that they will have 12 open practices for fans to attend this summer. So 10 of the practices will take place up in Flowery Branch, and then two additional sessions will be in Miami when the Falcons hold joint practices with the Dolphins. So the first open practice for Falcons fans will be Thursday, July 27th. Now, obviously, we will have all of your coverage starting that week, right? I mean, that's a Thursday, right? I think that's a Thursday. We'll have all of your training camp coverage. We do it better than anybody. We got all the huge facilities. Now, Day-Day, I don't think we will be up at training camp.
No, because not even Dukes and Bill, I believe, won't even be there.
Yeah, they'll be what they did last year. They'll be at the Mall of Georgia. Yep. So it'll be, what is it, the morning shift?
The morning shift. Andy and Randy. Oh, well, I guess Steak and them will be out there.
Yeah, so the morning shift.
Yeah.
Steaky.
Yeah.
Or lamb chop. So the morning shift, lamb chop, and Andy and Randy. So they'll all be up there in Flowery Branch, and obviously we'll have coverage all the time, and the Dukes and Bell will be from the Hooters at the Mall of Georgia where they were last year, where they had a really good time out there and a big event, and we'll be in the studio.
Well, you know, we typically both of us work during the day. I was going to say, we could actually go and get our own stuff and come back and talk about it. It just makes a heck of a long day for us.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, not doing that. Yeah. All right, I'll go do it. I'll get the stuff and I'll have it ready for it. I got you covered. Yeah.
I've got three jobs I'm working right now, okay? The last thing I have time for is honestly heading up to Flowery Branch and being a part of
I got you covered.
And I'll be honest with you. The thing that I enjoy about training camp is just kind of mingling with the different media folks. Like, it's a chance to get to see you know, Kelly Price and Tori McElhaney and, you know, Mike Rothstein and D-Led and, you know, all the people that we kind of just associate with, Allison Mastrangelo. I mean, just, you know, you get a chance to kind of meet and, you know, names with faces, but, you know, some of the folks, I mean, obviously we know D-Led. I know Mike Rothstein, you know. So, again, you know, just kind of catching up with everybody and just seeing how everybody's doing. Look, I mean, I'll admit, you know, Brian Finneran and I were hanging around at training camp last year. So, I mean, you know, just, you know, kind of making those associations and things like that and you know, kind of bonding with the other people and stuff. So, that's the fun part about it. So.
Yeah,
it
definitely is.
All right, so Thursday, the 27th of July, will be the first practice. The practice on July 29th is part of the NFL's Back Together Saturday. So Coach Arthur Smith and General Manager Terry Fontenot will speak to the fans, and the guest appearances will include Falcons legends. So that Saturday will be, or no, sorry, yeah, that Saturday will be a fun event. There's a limited number of free tickets available to the Falcons practices at the training facility. I would assume you go to AtlantaFalcons.com and check out and get all your tickets there. I don't think they're doing that thing this year, are they not, where you had to get a ticket last year, or are they doing the same kind of
thing? I did not hear that part yet, so I'll do some research.
All right. So the practices against the Dolphins are scheduled for Tuesday the 8th and Wednesday the 9th. That will be at the Baptist Health Training Complex in Miami Gardens, Florida. So, obviously, your chance to see the Atlanta Falcons up at Flowery Branch and lots of open practices. And, of course, we will be there all training camp long for all of the best coverage of Atlanta Falcons football. Cordero Patterson talking about the new fair catch rule, saying how it won't affect how he returns kicks. So, obviously, Cordero Patterson, the NFL's you know, most touchdown, you know, for kickoff returns. So the latest rule, which puts the ball at the 25-yard line after fair catches on kickoffs, is meant to incentivize fair catches. But Patterson, who's heading into his third season with the Falcons, says that he views his job as the same way. Quote, "I ain't paid too much attention to it because, honestly, I don't feel like it affects too much of what we got on, what we got on around here, because we're going to be aggressive. That's what coach wants. That's what he's going to get from us. We're going to fly around." I agree. I don't want a guy who's fair catch. Look, we've lived through plenty of punt and kick return guys who are fair catch guys, right? You know, I mean, we've lived through plenty of that stuff. I want aggressive. I want Avery Williams and Cordarrelle Patterson to be aggressive guys. Now, obviously, Avery Williams is not, you know, going to be here this year, but you know, he's a very aggressive punt returner. I like that about him. Patterson did acknowledge, however, that other teams may try to force him into fair catches by kicking the ball high and short. Honestly, it depends on the situation. If they are sky high kicking the ball real high to the 10-yard line and the guy is 5 yards away from me, why would I not fair catch? We'd get it at the 25. It's just being smart. We're going to be aggressive, but we still have to be smart. So, again, you know, the NFL trying to take away kickoffs and these different things, right? That's where the concussions come from. You know, we've seen the studies, special teams concussions. I mean, that happens a lot. So this is the NFL trying to cut back on the idea of, and by the way, there were a lot of concussions last year. I think it was last year that the percentage of concussions was still kind of at a high number. It didn't do enough to kind of curb some of the special teams play in all of this. Talking about, you know, how this thing is going to affect the season, preseason, and getting into the regular season. Quote, "I think it will be good to see it in preseason to see how every team adjusts, not just the Atlanta Falcons, but all 31 teams, to just see how everybody else plays it. Just try to be smart. Who knows? We'll see what happens." But again, I like the idea of being aggressive if you're Cordero Patterson. I want that out of him, and obviously he's going to want that too. All right, Pro Football Focus. The biggest battles for every offensive position. So basically what they do is they go through and take the biggest battles for quarterback, running back, tight end, tackle, guard, center on the offensive side of the ball. So, like, for instance, they have the biggest battle at quarterback is Trey Lance versus Brock Purdy versus Sam Darnold, right? That's That's what they all have, right? For running back, though, very interesting, running back, the Atlanta Falcons and Tyler Algier versus Bijan Robinson. Here's their write-up. When the Falcons drafted Bijan Robinson at number 8 overall in the 2023 draft, many assumed he would immediately step in as the lead back and take the lion's share of the work. But perhaps there's a little bit of a Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend, to be had here. Lest we forget that Algier, the Falcons' fifth-round pick from last year, rushed for over 1,000 yards, leading the team with 210 carries while averaging a healthy 4.9 yards per attempt. And by the way, too, 3.6 yards per attempt came after contact. So he had 3.6 yards per attempt that he averaged after contact. So that obviously is a big-time number. They're right up. Though Robinson will likely be the feature back in Atlanta sooner rather than later, Algier's fight-for-every-inch running style is hard to put on the bench. It's a style that is inspiring. Robinson would be a major part of the offense, but he might not handle a significant workload immediately. Plus, the team also has Cordero Patterson for receiver work out of the backfield. How Robinson performs in training camp will tell us how much of a committee or lack thereof the rushing attack will be in Atlanta. Well, to that last part, there's going to be a committee because that's what Arthur Smith wants to do. They don't have Derrick Henry, right? I mean, I know Robinson and obviously Algier only started 7 games last year. So the fact that he was a 1,000-yard runner kind of made this remarkable. But the fact that he only started 7 games and he had such a big season, but still they want to be a running back by committee. And they've been that way the last couple few years, right? So they want to be that way. They want Algier. They want Bijan Robinson. They want Patterson. They want Ridder. That everybody gets involved in the running game. And it's not a matter of they don't trust some of these guys. It's a matter of just keeping everybody fresh and healthy. You know, not everybody's Derrick Henry. You know, not everybody can run for 400 attempts and, you know, 2,000 yards. And, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, not everybody's built that way. And by the way, the shelf life of those guys is very small. Now, you've seen Zeke Elliott. I mean, look, where's Zeke Elliott now? You know,
sitting
he's
out there.
Yeah, I mean, he's out there now because, again, he's been arguably the best running back, you know, or best one or two running backs in the NFL for about the last decade. But, again, the shelf life on those guys is short. And if you can keep guys fresh, then you keep them fresh. And if you have options, you know, you take those kinds of options. So I got no problem with the idea of running back by committee. I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think that's a bad thing. And look, we could see very much that the Falcons have, what did we talk about last week? 2 1,000-yard rushers for this team. I think that's a real possibility. And if it is, they'd be the first team in NFL history to do that feat twice in an organization. So we'll see what happens here with all of that, but interesting to see. The other big news is that the Falcons are expanding and going to make $30 million worth of improvements to their facility. So remember way back day that they had this NFL player team report card that came out from the NFLPA? The Falcons received a B for treatment of families, a C minus in nutrition, a C minus in weight room, a D minus in strength staff, a B minus in training room, and an A in training staff. Well, the Falcons are going to try to get themselves better. Now, look, we've seen they have that Emory medical facility up there where now the guys can get all their MRIs done and everything right there at Flowery Branch. They don't have to go somewhere else. And you know, the cool thing is that building that they have all that in, that, you know, the windows can frost over and all that kind of stuff. So, but the Falcons are going to make $30 million worth of improvements. Atlanta started discussing designs around 2 years ago. Team President Greg Beadle said, beginning with a dining room expansion and then the locker room and strength and conditioning renovations in the summer of 2022. On Wednesday, Beatles announced a $25 to $30 million renovation to the team's locker room, dining room, and strength and conditioning spaces. Quote, we're still working through the budget as we're finalizing the design, but it'll be in that ballpark. So they say currently the strength and conditioning space will now be a two-level facility, including a second level with cardio equipment and an indoor turf area for sled work to keep players from having to continue to transition from inside to outside. Beadle said the players' locker rooms and coaches' locker room that are going to be nearly doubled to fit both the growing size of the staff and the roster, which has 90 players in the offseason and up to 69 players during the regular season. So, look, I mean, they're taking this serious about what was said on the report card for it. And I don't blame them. You know, you again, if you want to keep up with the Joneses, you want to attract free agents, you have to have all of these things. You know, we take these things for granted because we're fans. We're not up there every day at Flowery Branch. We take these things for granted. But when you're talking about where's a guy going to sign, now money drives everything, right? Again, at the end of the day, a guy will, you know, pull up a wagon full of horses if they pay him enough money, right? But training, facilities, locker rooms, meals, all of that is important to these guys because this is their livelihood. And they want a good experience. When you're spending all of that time at a facility, you want the experience to be as good as possible. And obviously, as we get into training camp, I mean, I know things are different nowadays, but still, you want that good experience to be with your organization. So, and that's why they're doing this. They're trying to get first class. And look, you know as well as I do, Arthur Blank ain't going to do anything that's second class. All right, Bill Bender, a friend of the show. We'll talk some college football with him up next as the SEC released its 2024 schedules. Chuck McNakia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of this show. Well, the SEC schedule for 2024 is out, and the man we kind of really always turn to, our buddy Bill Bender, national writer for The Sporting News. You can follow Bill on his personal Twitter page, at BillBender92, and he joins me on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. As always, Bill, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta with us tonight. Always good to talk to you.
No, thanks for having me on. Very cool. Very busy night with the SEC schedule. I assume we're going to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, look, you know, for all of the easiness of the schedule this year for Georgia, you know, things will get cranked up in 2024. They're going to go to Texas. They're going to go to Alabama. You know, look, it's the price you pay, right? I mean, for being the national program, you know, and the best program in college football, that, you know, this is going to be a fun ride come this first season with, you know, Oklahoma and Texas coming in.
Yeah, and they're clearly showing Alabama and Georgia to Oklahoma and Texas, if you know what I mean. Oklahoma gets Alabama at home. Texas gets Georgia at home. I mean, it's not going to be an easy schedule for Georgia and Alabama. As a result, it's going to put a high premium on that game when they play in Tuscaloosa. So I don't want to call it strictly a loser from a schedule standpoint, because Georgia and Alabama, their road is tougher. I would say that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing, you know, one of the things about the SEC schedule that I'm so glad that they're getting back to is we are going to get Texas and Texas A&M back together. And it's funny, Bill, you know, for all of the angst and everything that we heard for a few years there when this rivalry went away, it's amazing how everybody can come together when all the money is on the table and there's this whole pile of cash in front of everybody.
All sit on the field, right? I mean, yeah. I've told people for years, I don't think fan bases in the country hate each other more than those two. I really don't, and I live in Columbus. So it's definitely a heated rivalry. I'm glad they're going to reunite on the field. I'm actually, nice little touch, too, that Texas is going to Texas A&M and going to Arkansas, some old Southwest Conference rivalries there. I thought Texas, it's clear, is going to be the shiny new toy, the center of the conference's attention as they go into the SEC. There's no doubt about that.
So I have a couple of questions that I want to get your answer to about not even just the SEC, but about across the country. First question is the idea of that all of these conferences seem to be going to non-divisions now. ACC is going that way. SEC is going to play that way. Big Ten is, you know, going to do that. I mean, why, you know, look, I'm an old stuck in the mud, I guess, kind of guy. I like divisions. Why do you think that all these conferences are going away from having any separation within the conference?
So trying to get the two best teams, regardless of division, into the championship game. And that doesn't always happen. I know with the Big Ten, the big point of consternation is, okay, well, Michigan and Ohio State have to play in the finale in the next week. Just like, I'm sure that's why that Alabama-Georgia game placement is so interesting to me, because in some ways you want to protect your heavyweights. And I think it does create a pecking order for the 12-team playoff to look at. You know, it makes it a little less complicated. To be clear, I'm like you. I like divisions. I like that kind of format. I like the reward for winning your division. But I would anticipate that all five conferences do it this way in the future.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, Bill, because the ACC made a point to, when they set up divisions and everything, to make sure Miami was on one side and Florida State was on the other, because the anticipation was, oh, well, we're going to have Miami-Florida State every year, and that's two of the top programs in the country. And, you know, to quote the great Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend. I mean, you know, we didn't really get any of those matchups to it. So, you know, again, to your point, just when you think you have the answers, you know, people change the questions, and we never really get what we think we're going to get out of these, you know, types of matchups where you want the two best or whatever.
Right. I mean, we got 2 years till 2024. I mean, obviously, I did a winners and losers that I submitted like everybody else. I think LSU caught some schedule breaks, right? They get their toughest games at home. Mississippi State, here was something interesting for you guys. There was 11 SEC games, SEC rivalries, including Oklahoma and Texas's games, have been played more than 100 times. The only school that lost two of those was Mississippi State. They lost, you know, they played Alabama 100 times. Mm-hmm. They played LSU a ton of times. So they're one of those schools that kind of, again, loser by schedule, but loser because they lost two historical rivals.
Bill Bender, national college writer for Sporting News, sportingnews.com, so we can check out all of his work. So the other part of the question that I have is, why is there such a struggle to come up with a model for number of games to play? I mean, obviously, we just had all the SEC meetings down in Destin, and they can't come up with a format and this, that, and the other. So, you know, they kind of go through this thing 1 year at a time. Why is there such a struggle for these conferences to come up with the right number of games to play as far as an in-conference schedule?
See, I'm a proponent of 9, even 10. I would go to 10. I would go to 10 if I was a commissioner. I would play 10 conference games. I would keep leaning on my in-house strength of schedule. Yeah, and then the non-conference scheduling will suffer because of that. And that's fine. I mean, if Alabama plays 10 conference games, I have no problem whatsoever if they play Southern Mississippi and a Conference USA school. I don't, you know? So I think that's something to watch. But I am wondering how the 12-team college football playoff will rectify each league schedule, because like I said, the disadvantage for the SEC in this format is if Ole Miss and Wisconsin are both sitting there at 9-3 and they're fighting for that last playoff spot, I'm going to take Wisconsin because they played an extra conference game.
Well, and you know, here's the other part of that, and I'll kind of maybe play contrarian a little bit. One of the things that I think is great in the SEC and ACC is the fact that you have 5 games where they play one another. So you've got Carolina, South Carolina, and Clemson. You've got Georgia, Georgia Tech. You've got games, you know, Kentucky, even Louisville. I mean, Florida, Florida State. Like, I don't want there to be those kinds of games sacrificed for the sake of even playing an extra conference game, because, again, there's still plenty of, you know, Vanderbilts and Missouris and teams like that that are going to, you know, be in the mix. I would rather see even a Georgia-Georgia Tech than, let's say, a, you know, again, and I'm just using, you know, an example, I don't know, who's the bottom feeder of the West? I mean, you know, an Arkansas or somebody like that versus Georgia. I'd rather see an in-state rival kind of game.
For sure, and that's a fair point, you know, with those, because that is laced into the SEC schedule, having those ACC games. I guess my other point would be, I think it incentivizes less, like, for example, Michigan-Texas is on the schedule in a few years, and I'm wondering, if I was Michigan and I'm playing 9 conference games and I got Texas, it's also a possible playoff matchup in some ways. Now, you got to think of that in some ways with those heavyweight non-conference matchups. So it's like, why am I going to play this team in September when I might see them in November? That's something to think about, too.
You know, and Bill, as we look at the expanded playoff, you know, I've said this for a long time, that and years, look, you are never going to have all neutral site games if the playoff expanded. It was always going to be home games for the better teams. I mean, the idea that, you know, oh, well, we can incorporate all the bowl system and all that, that was never going to happen. They were never going to play, you know, a playoff game at, you know, Ford Field for the Little Caesars Bowl, or, you know, in the Poulan Weed Eater Bowl. You know, yeah, you're going to have the big bowls that get mixed in just like we do now. But I like the idea of rewarding teams early on to, and I hate to say it this way, to kind of help ensure even more that we don't get, you know, too many upsets in this. I want to see the best teams in the country play the best teams in the country.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing it. And I think that will create some excitement. I have said all along that the 12-team playoff is going to alter how you view the regular season. For example, last year, I always point to this game, when LSU beat Alabama, and this is going to be a dated reference, I was out with some of the lacrosse dads, and they were acting like the Wicked Witch was dead because Alabama was out of the playoff. Now it's just seeding. Alabama could lose that. Alabama last year, if we're in a 12-team playoff, I could still contend. It might have been Alabama and Georgia for the championship again.
Yeah, and to that point, Bill, you know, at this point, the SEC championship game will probably never be an elimination game for the playoffs. I mean, it just won't be an elimination game. I mean, we've obviously seen that, you know, multiple teams that have been in the SEC title game get in, but this, I mean, at the 12-team playoff now, it's pretty much a guarantee that the SEC title game will never be an elimination game for a playoff berth.
Right, and that's something I've pointed out to no avail, and I know how the SEC championship game is in the conference identity, but there's less value in it now.
Yes.
I just believe that. It's kind of like a major conference basketball championship game for the most part. Unless you're a team trying to get in the big dance, there's less value in it. And I think it'll be the same for the other ones. I mean, the SEC championship game obviously is the most watched every year and has the most on the line, but weekends like last year where, you know, Ohio State slipped in by virtue of a couple losses, that'll probably be less. I really believe that.
Well, and to your point, Bill, and last question for you. Look, the SEC championship game has arguably been, at worst, the third most important game played in college football, maybe next to the playoff games. And, you know, obviously if it was in the BCS era, I mean, it was maybe the second most important game played because, again, that was going to probably decide who was getting that national championship berth or one of those playoff spots. To your point now, that moves from maybe the third most important game in the country to, I don't know, maybe the sixth or seventh most important game in the country. And it does lose some of that cachet of, whether it's perceived or real, some of that cachet of the importance of, you know, the loser not being in a playoff picture. Now the loser's going to be in every year.
Right, and especially it definitely brings up how you were saying, when you lose the divisions, there's no chance that, like, the five-loss team is playing in that game and trying to get a Cinderella berth or whatever you want to call it. I don't know if that we can call Cinderella's a 7-5 team a Cinderella in college football. So it is going to be more for seeding. I'm anxious to see what that value translates to, because I was making the comparison. It would be like at the end of the NFL regular season, the Falcons and Saints play in a division championship game. Before the wild card, nobody's going to care about that game.
Right.
They want to care about what the playoffs look like, because the NFL, with just one team getting a bye, has put less value on that seeding.
Yeah, absolutely. Bill Bender, you can check out his work at sportingnews.com. He's on Twitter at BillBender92, and he joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Bill, as always, buddy, good conversation. Always appreciate the time with you, and we will chat again here soon.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Buggin' Chukri. Well, that lasted a year. Up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chukri Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929, that's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. to be a part of the show. Odyssey app site, you catch us on the go. Social media is at 929thegame, at JMCH316 on the old Twitter machine, at D. Lewis, by the way, for real, on the Twitter machine. So, Braves tonight got the sweep in the doubleheader, albeit, they really had to mash their way through this. But, it's going to be interesting to see what this staff looks like. And I wonder if Alex Anthopoulos, look, we're midway through June now, right? Like, believe it or not, we're middle of the month of June. And it's going to be all-star break time here coming up, in a few weeks. I mean, less than a month, I believe, before we get to the all-star break. So things are going to happen very, very quickly here. And you're going to get yourself, to where you start talking about getting to the trade deadline, things like that. But I wonder if Alex Anthopoulos will be aggressive coming up here sooner than later, right? I mean, come April, May, May is not the time for trades and all that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, that's just not the – this is not the time when you start looking at making trades in Major League Baseball. Teams think they have a chance and all this kind of stuff. But you start to get to – end of June, early July, and you start to separate the men from the boys. And at some point you look and say, okay, we're not going anywhere, right? We're not very good. We're not going anywhere. This is not going to be our year. Okay, let's see if we can, pawn off some of our assets. And, you look at a team like the Kansas City Royals. They've got some really good bullpen arms on Kansas City. And I wonder if that's a place where Alex Anthopoulos starts looking at, but I wonder if he's going to be aggressive sooner rather than later. Remember a couple years ago when they were trying to rebuild that outfield and they made a move pretty early for Jock Peterson? And we were on air when that happened. Jarvis and I were on air for that and, kind of caught us off guard that they were making a move to get a Jock Peterson that early and that quickly, and, it worked out. But, Alex Anthopoulos, I wonder if he's going to – either look at a starter, look at relievers, and pull the trigger early on something. Because I do think that they need a couple of bullpen arms and probably at least a starter to just solidify the rotation. Even if you just get a guy that can eat some innings and stabilize one of those spots where it's not a guy who's only pitching four innings or it's not a bullpen game. You know what I mean? Like if you find a guy that can consistently get you some innings out of all of this, maybe a six-inning starter, because nobody goes long into games anymore. Nobody goes deep into games. I mean, it's kind of funny the way, again, we talk about all the evolution of baseball. Starting pitching is nothing like what it was in the old days. I mean, you're never going to see the kinds of records that guys put up in the old days for strikeouts and wins and different things and innings. I mean, those things are byproducts of a bygone era. Can you imagine the idea of telling Steve Carlton or Tom Seaver that they're going to be a five-inning pitcher? Or that, Don Sutton talked about this on air before many times. The idea that a quality start is six innings and three runs. That's what a quality start is, right? Where you get where you end up with a 4.5 ERA. That's a quality start. Don Sutton used to roll his eyes about all of that's what a quality start is in baseball. Can you imagine Don Sutton being satisfied with a six-inning, three-run performance with a 4.5, and you look up at the end of the year, and he's got a 4.5 ERA? That wouldn't fly. That wouldn't fly with the old-timers. I mean, and again, I know everything evolves and all that, Got to get with the modern times and all this kind of stuff, but still, it's just, it's kind of funny, but I wonder if Anthopoulos pulls the trigger early on something. I do think that there are guys in this bullpen that are starting to hit some walls, and again, we've got a long way to go. I mean, we're not, we're not close to, the halfway point of this season. We've got 67 games that have been played thus far with the victories here in the doubleheader tonight. 67 games. So you still have 14 games just to get to the halfway point. You still got 14 games to play just to get halfway through the regular season. So there's a lot of baseball to be played yet. And if guys are starting to slow down a little bit now, and you're having some guys that are struggling, and look, hopefully Minter's a guy that gets himself back on track. I mean, even with the third of an inning that he pitched here in this game tonight, in the second half of the doubleheader, he got the save tonight. It was his 10th save of the year, but he's got a 5.68 ERA. That's not Minter-like. You know, that is definitely not A.J. Minter-like. And he's had his struggles, and even at home he's had his struggles. But you want to see him get on track. And obviously you are looking at some of these guys and saying, okay, are we using them too much? Too many bullpen games and this, that, and the other. So it's going to be interesting to see if Alex Anthopoulos pulls the trigger on something pretty quickly here. All right, speaking of pulling the trigger, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, the Washington Wizards, I guess, are going to work with Bradley Beal on trade scenarios, okay? And here's how this ESPN article starts off. As rival teams begin reaching out to the Washington Wizards to explore the possibility of trading for three-time All-Star guard Bradley Beal, team president Michael Winger and Beal's agent Mark Bartelstein of Priority Sports are staying in close contact to discuss the scenarios presented to the franchise, sources told ESPN on Wednesday. So, again, he signed this. So remember last year, Day-Day, remember when all the talk was, you know, will Bradley Beal become available and, you know, and why would he sign with the Washington Wizards? They're not very good and all this kind of stuff. Again, folks, you know why he signed with the Wizards? Because it's 5 years, $251 million. That's why those guys aren't going anywhere. They may, after a year, look to be traded, but there is no chance that they're going to sign with another team when they can get five for $251 million. You think Bradley Beal, with all due respect to him, okay, you think he's turning down five for $251 million? Day-Day, ask me how much of that contract is guaranteed.
How much?
All of it. All of it. Every single last penny. So you know what? You can go a year into these deals and ask to be traded. You know why? Because Bradley Beal, if he gets traded, isn't playing for $600,000. Either the Wizards or his new team is paying the, let's all say it together, 5 years, $251 million. And that's why when they say, about, well, you know, Zach LaVine could go here or Bradley Beal could go here. No, they're not. Because they get paid a gazillion dollars to stay with their team. That's how the rules are set up. You know, John Freakey was talking about the idea of, you know, about a month or two ago about, you know, well, we should pursue all these big guys. Those guys are drafted by their team and going to re-sign with their team every time because they can get the Megalodon contract. They get the extra year, the fifth year versus 4 years. And how do you say no to $50 million a year? You know what? I'll play in D.C. I'll play in Vancouver. I'll play in Buffalo. I'll play, give me a defunct Kansas. I'll play for the Kansas City Kings for $50 million a year and be happy with it. And then you know what? In a year from now, then you can start demanding trades. Because you know what? Day-Day, Ask me how much of that contract is guaranteed. All of it. All of it. So when any time somebody says about, well, you know, why would he sign there with this team? It ain't about if they're good or not. Yeah, they tried. They got Porzingis, and you know, they tinkered with it. Well, guess what? They hadn't been to the playoffs in 4 or 5 years. 4 out of the last 5 years, they haven't been in the playoffs. The Washington Boulets, as Jim Rome used to call them. But you know what? He's getting his 5 for $251. That's why you sign back. That's why you can hold your nose. And again, when you're drafted by a franchise, okay? When you're drafted by that franchise, the familiarity, the connection with the fans, but most importantly, 5 for $251. That's why that happens. That's why this idea of guys leaving their organization to sign with somebody else is ridiculous. Again, if Jaylen Brown is offered that Supermax deal, and that's $290. You understand, folks? $290. Day-Day, ask me how much of that $290 million is guaranteed.
How much?
All of it. All of it. It's all guaranteed. Whether he gets hurt, whether he plays for the Celtics, whether he plays for the Globetrotters, no matter where he plays. It's the money. And that's why this, and again, that's how the league is set up to keep these guys on their team so that all the superstars don't just pile up together and do like, again, Bosch, Wade, and LeBron. And we were talking about this with Carl Dukes, and Sam Mitchell and I used to talk about this. The reason that they all went to Miami is because Chris Bosch didn't want to go to Cleveland. He didn't want to play for another mid-market team. He wanted to get out of Toronto. He didn't want to go to Cleveland from Toronto. He wanted to play for a big city, big franchise. And that's why when LeBron realized he couldn't get Chris Bosh and he couldn't get guys to come play in Cleveland, that's why he left. I promise you, that's the reason why he left. I know. I know these things. That's why he left. Didn't want to leave, but that was the opportunity that was presented to him. And that's why they don't want. They don't want guys just all piling up with one another. They want parity, right? I mean, it's good that Joker wins it with Denver. It's good that, you know, again, you made this point, Day-Day. It's good that Milwaukee can win a title. It's good that Denver can win a title. Not just Philly, L.A., New York, Boston. And that's it.
Right.
Six teams that you know, win it. Golden State. You know, and think about how much luxury tax money they paid when they had Steph and Durant and Clay and Dre. They were huge in the luxury tax because they were winning all the time. They were winning all the titles, right? And that's why these guys aren't going to switch teams, is because when you can get $251 million or $290 million all guaranteed, you're not signing somewhere else. I don't care about competitive balance. I don't care about what teams are going. You're not going somewhere else when you can sign for 5 years and $50 million per year. It's no more complicated than that. That's lifetime-changing money for you and 7 generations of your family. And that's what's bugging Chuck Green. All right, more to come. We come back. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929, that's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app, so you catch us on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game, at JMCH316 on the old Twitter machine, at D. Lewis, by the way, for real. On the Twitter machine. So, Braves tonight got the sweep in the doubleheader, albeit, they really had to mash their way through this. But, it's going to be interesting to see what this staff looks like. And I wonder if Alex Anthopoulos, look, we're midway through June now, right? Like, believe it or not, we're middle of the month of June, and it's going to be all-star break time here coming up, in a few weeks. I mean, less than a month, I believe, before we get to the all-star break. So things are going to happen very, very quickly here, and you're going to get yourself, to where you start talking about getting to the trade deadline, things like that. But I wonder if Alex Anthopoulos will be aggressive coming up here sooner than later, right? I mean, come April, May, May is not the time for trades and all that kind of stuff. Like, I mean, that's just not the – this is not the time when you start looking at making trades in Major League Baseball. Teams think they have a chance and all this kind of stuff. But you start to get to end of June, early July, and you start to separate the men from the boys. And at some point you look and say, okay, we're not going anywhere, right? We're not very good. We're not going anywhere. This is not going to be our year. Okay, let's see if we can, pawn off some of our assets. And, you look at a team like the Kansas City Royals. They've got some really good bullpen arms on Kansas City. And I wonder if that's a place where Alex Anthopoulos starts looking at. But I wonder if he's going to be aggressive sooner rather than later. Remember a couple years ago when they were trying to rebuild that outfield and they made a move pretty early for Jock Peterson? And we were on air when that happened. Jarvis and I were on air for that, and kind of caught us off guard that they were making a move to get a Joc Pederson that early and that quickly, and you know, it worked out. But you know, Alex Anthopoulos, I wonder if he's going to either look at a starter, look at relievers, and pull the trigger early on something. Because I do think that they need a couple of bullpen arms and probably at least a starter to just solidify the rotation. Even if you just get a guy that can eat some innings and stabilize one of those spots where it's not a guy who's only pitching four innings or it's not a bullpen game. You know what I mean? Like you can if you find a guy that can consistently get you some innings out of all of this, you know, maybe a six-inning starter, because nobody goes long into games anymore. Nobody goes deep into games. I mean, it's kind of funny the way, you know, again, we talk about all the evolution of baseball. Starting pitching is nothing like what it was in the old days. I mean, you're never going to see the kinds of records that guys put up in the old days for strikeouts and wins and different things and innings. I mean, those things are byproducts of a bygone era. Can you imagine the idea of telling Steve Carlton or Tom Seaver that they're going to be a five-inning pitcher? Or that, you know, Don Sutton talked about this on air before many times. The idea that a quality start is six innings and three runs. That's what a quality start is, right? Where you get where you end up with a 4.5 ERA. That's a quality start. Don Sutton used to roll his eyes about all of that, that's what a quality start is in baseball. Can you imagine Don Sutton being satisfied with a six-inning, three-run performance with a 4.5, and you look up at the end of the year and he's got a 4.5 ERA? That wouldn't fly. That wouldn't fly with the old-timers. I mean, so, and again, I know everything evolves and all that, you know. Got to get with the modern times and all this kind of stuff, but still, it's just, it's kind of funny, but I wonder if Anthopoulos pulls the trigger early on something. You know, I do think that there are guys in this bullpen that are starting to hit some walls, you know, and again, we've got a long way to go. I mean, we're not, you know, we're not close to, you know, the halfway point of this season. We've got 67 games that have been played thus far with the victories here with their victories in the doubleheader tonight. 67 games. So you still have 14 games just to get to the halfway point. You still got 14 games to play just to get halfway through the regular season. So there's a lot of baseball to be played yet. And if guys are starting to slow down a little bit now and you're having some guys that are struggling, and look, hopefully Minter's a guy that gets himself back on track. I mean, even with the third of an inning that he pitched here in this game tonight, in the second half of the doubleheader, he got the save tonight. It was his 10th save of the year, but he's got a 5.68 ERA. That's not Minter-like. You know, that is definitely not A.J. Minter-like. And he's had his struggles, and even at home he's had his struggles. But you want to see him get on track. And obviously, you are looking at some of these guys and saying, okay, are we using them too much, too many bullpen games, and this, then, the other? So it's going to be interesting to see if Alex Anthopoulos pulls the trigger on something pretty quickly here. All right, speaking of pulling the trigger, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, the Washington Wizards, I guess, are going to work with Bradley Beal on trade scenarios. Okay? And here's how this ESPN article starts off. As rival teams begin reaching out to the Washington Wizards to explore the possibility of trading for three-time All-Star guard Bradley Beal, team president Michael Winger and Beal's agent Mark Bartlestein of Priority Sports are staying in close contact to discuss the scenarios presented to the franchise, sources told ESPN on Wednesday. So, again, he signed this. So remember last year, Day-Day? Remember when all the talk was, you know, will Bradley Beal become available? And, you know, and why would he sign with the Washington Wizards? They're not very good and all this kind of stuff. Again, folks, you know why he signed with the Wizards? Because it's 5 years, $251 million. That's why those guys aren't going anywhere. They may, after a year, look to be traded, but there is no chance that they're going to sign with another team when they can get five for $251 million. You think Bradley Beal, with all due respect to him, okay, you think he's turning down five for $251 million? Day-Day, ask me how much of that contract is guaranteed.
How much?
All of it. All of it. Every single last penny. So you know what? You can go a year into these deals and ask to be traded. You know why? Because Bradley Beal, if he gets traded, isn't playing for $600,000. Either the Wizards or his new team is paying the, let's all say it together, 5 years, $251 million. And that's why when they say, about, well, you know, Zach LaVine could go here or Bradley Beal could go here. No, they're not. Because they get paid a gazillion dollars to stay with their team. That's how the rules are set up. You know, John Freakey was talking about the idea of, you know, about a month or two ago about, you know, well, we should pursue all these big guys. Those guys are drafted by their team and going to re-sign with their team every time because they can get the Megalodon contract. They get the extra year, the fifth year versus 4 years. And how do you say no to $50 million a year? You know what? I'll play in D.C. I'll play in Vancouver. I'll play in Buffalo. I'll play, give me a defunct Kansas. I'll play for the Kansas City Kings for $50 million a year and be happy with it. And then you know what? In a year from now, then you can start demanding trades. Because you know what? Day-Day, ask me how much of that contract is guaranteed. All of it. All of it. So when any time somebody says, about, well, you know, why would he sign there with this team? It ain't about if they're good or not. Yeah, they tried. They got Porzingis and, you know, they tinkered with it. Well, guess what? They hadn't been in the playoffs in 4 or 5 years. 4 out of the last 5 years, they haven't been in the playoffs. The Washington Boulets, as Jim Rome used to call them. But you know what? He's getting his 5 for $251 million. That's why you sign back. That's why you can hold your nose. And again, when you're drafted by a franchise, okay? When you're drafted by that franchise, the familiarity, the connection with the fans, but most importantly, 5 for $251 million. That's why that happens. That's why this idea of guys leaving their organization to sign with somebody else is ridiculous. Again, if Jaylen Brown is offered that Supermax deal, and that's $290 million. You understand, folks? $290 million. Day-Day, ask me how much of that $290 million is guaranteed. All of it. All of it. It's all guaranteed. Whether he gets hurt, whether he plays for the Celtics, whether he plays for the Globetrotters, no matter where he plays. It's the money. And that's why this, and again, that's how the league is set up to keep these guys on their team so that all the superstars don't just pile up together and do like, again, Bosch, Wade, and LeBron. And we were talking about this with Carl Dukes and Sam Mitchell and I used to talk about this. The reason that they all went to Miami is because Chris Bosch didn't want to go to Cleveland. He didn't want to play for another mid-market team. He wanted to get out of Toronto. He didn't want to go to Cleveland from Toronto. He went to play for a big city, big franchise. And that's why LeBron, when LeBron realized he couldn't get Chris Bosh and he couldn't get guys to come play in Cleveland, that's why he left. I promise you, that's the reason why he left. I know. I know these things. That's why he left. Didn't want to leave, but that was the opportunity that was presented to him. And that's why they don't want. They don't want guys just all piling up with one another. They want parity, right? I mean, it's good that Joker wins it with Denver. It's good that, you know, again, you made this point, Day-Day. It's good that Milwaukee can win a title. It's good that Denver can win a title. Not just Philly, L.A., New York, Boston. And that's it.
Right.
Six teams that you know, win it. Golden State. You know, and think about how much luxury tax money they paid when they had Steph and Durant and Clay and Dre. They were huge in the luxury tax because they were winning all the time. They were winning all the titles, right? And that's why these guys aren't going to switch teams, is because when you can get $251 million or $290 million all guaranteed, you're not signing somewhere else. I don't care about competitive balance. I don't care about what teams are going. You're not going somewhere else when you can sign for 5 years and $50 million per year. It's no more complicated than that. That's lifetime-changing money for you and seven generations of your family. And that's what's bugging Chuck Green. All right, more to come. When we come back, Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.